Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. Gary Penn. I know it has been such a long time since I have done a podcast, and I apologize. For those of you who are just waiting and waiting and waiting, can't wait to hear Dr. Penn again. Well, here I am. I miss this. I really miss, just putting something out into the universe and thinking maybe there's going to be a ping somewhere. It's going to ping back. So today, so much of psychology, so much of what I do in my work is to try to help people learn how to communicate well. And because, how we think and how we communicate and what we do in this regard is really kind of a window into our psychology. Because we get very confused. I'm sure those of you listening have had something to say to somebody. There's a complaint. There's an upset. There's something that you a point you want to get across. Something that someone does that you don't like, and you want to convey that to that person. And yet, often these kinds of communications, which really should not be, just objectively, should not be very difficult, should not lead to something that's problematic, should not lead to frustration or anything like that. They become very, very difficult because the way the other person comes back at you, you have something to say, and the way the other person comes back at you takes you on a different path. Like, you're on a path, let's say. You have something that's on your mind that you have a complaint. Let's say you're in the dating world and you are, a week or two or three or 4 weeks into a relationship, and you call someone or you text someone or you email someone on Monday morning at 9 o'clock, okay? And you reach out to this person. And a woman reaches out to a man and says, hey, or a man reaches out to a woman and says, hey, I just wanted to say hello, see what you're doing, see what you're up to. And the person you're reaching out to, well, Monday comes, the morning, you do this at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's 12 o'clock. Lunchtime, nothing happens. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock comes and goes. You're kind of like sitting there thinking, 10 o'clock happens, 10:30, you go to bed. Tuesday comes and goes. And Tuesday, 6:30, you get a response. And so you're upset by that, or you're not, or quizzical, or you're concerned, or you're going, what's going on? That's kind of interesting. And so let's say you communicate to this person, right? I texted you Monday morning. I called you Monday morning. And now it's Tuesday evening when you get back to me. What's going on? And we could all figure out what someone may say, right? Someone may say a lot of things. One of the things someone may say is, I was really busy, right? I was really, really busy. It didn't seem, you know, I just, you know, I thought, I heard, I got your message, and then I forgot it, and then I just went to call you, and I never called you. They'll come up with some reason as to why they didn't. And what happens in this moment is very important for you. It's very important for how you think about yourself. It's very important with how you set up your relationships. It's really important how you set up how you think and feel and what you get from life and the people that you're with, how you want, what kind of relationship you want to have with them. Some people accept what that kind of answer. Okay, well, I'm glad you called now. I hope, you know, work eases up. And they'll accept that. So they don't want to, you know, cause waves. They're in a relationship. It's, you know, a few weeks old. And it's nice to find someone. And so they will buy what the other person is selling. You know, I was busy. Or I forgot. So they will buy that. They don't, and for why? Like, why would, if you're one of those people that would buy that, why would you buy that? Well, that goes to who you are as a man or as a woman, right? Are you someone that, you know, doesn't want to cause any waves, that you are not perfect yourself, this is what you're used to when you were growing up, that people would just do that. They would, you know, you'd call someone, you'd call your parents, and they wouldn't call you for 2 days and said, hey, I mean, is this, maybe it's normal for you. You hate conflict, right? You're not one of those people that wants to cause a ruckus over just because somebody didn't call you, you know, in a timely fashion. So you start doing all of these things, if you think about right now, how do you respond to this simple scenario, right? Like, what is your way of, if you are in this situation, or you are in this situation, and the other person, whoever that person may be, you know, it's a friend, it's a sister, it's a brother, it's a colleague at work, it's boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, in this case, a new relationship, how would you deal with this, right? So which one are you? Are you someone to scream and yell and say that's bullshit? And or are you someone that's going to say, okay, you know, I get it? One of the things that I think you have to, that I think is really, really important is, if you ask someone why they did something, or if you ask someone why they did not do something, they will always give you an answer. Always. Right? They will always give you an answer. Why did you do this? Why did you do that? If you were to ask me, Gary, why do you go to the strip club 3 nights a week? I will give you an answer. So I want you just to think about that. Why does Gary go to the strip club 3 nights a week? Well, okay. My answer is because they have free chicken wings. Right? It's a nice answer. I work hard all day. I'm driving home about 7, 8 o'clock. Tired. I'm a gentleman. It's a gentleman's club. I just go in because, you know, nothing's really open, you know, that I really like. And this place has really terrific chicken wings. They happen to be free. So I stop in for maybe half hour, sometimes an hour, or sometimes even 2 hours. And I have a lot of chicken wings. And if you ask me a question, I will give you that answer. Now, so It's a much better answer than saying, you know, I am that man that three times a week I go to strip clubs. That's not a great resume builder. I don't want to put that on the top of my LinkedIn profile. Dr. Gary Penn, regular, you know, patron of girls, girls, girls. I don't think that's going to be something that I'd want to put out there. But Dr. Gary Penn loves chicken wings and often stops by and gets some chicken wings on the way home. Okay, it's not, you know, eating a kale salad, but it's not horrid. Someone doesn't call you back, and if you say, you know, I called you Monday morning, and here it is. It's, I don't know, almost 40 hours later, I haven't heard back from you. And the person gives you an answer. Why didn't you call me back? Well, that is your first mistake, or a critical mistake, because you ask them why, right? Because you know, and I know, I mean, unless, you know, something really bizarre happened, right? So I completely lost my phone, or I was on an airplane and someone crushed it and I didn't have your phone because I didn't remember your phone number by heart. It's just stuck in my phone. I spent all day getting a new phone. I got it. I was waiting for you to get back to me, or, you know, of course the person could have emailed you. There would have been a ton of ways to do it, but let's just say that's possible. Okay, I got you. That's fair. That's fair. But if someone actually has a phone with them and you leave someone a message at 9 o'clock on a Monday morning, and they're, let's say, in town doing their thing, working, doing whatever they do, is there really a reason why they couldn't get back to you before 40 hours? Any reason that you could think of, okay, I was in, you know, intensive care, fine. But aside from anything big like that, in the normal, you know, day-to-day of our lives, is there any reason why that person couldn't get back to you? In some way, shape, or form, right? Is there any reason? I can't think of any, right? I just can't think of any. You call me at 9 o'clock, and my day is booked. I have, you know, all these people coming in one after the other. I'm very, very busy, right? In my work, in my field, it's the ubiquitous 50-minute hour, and you have 10 minutes between patients. And even though if I have to use the restroom, or I have to, you know, call a doctor to make an appointment, or I have to do things, everyone certainly has 15 or 20 seconds, right? Everyone has a minute. So what do you need? What do you want if you reach out to someone? You're in this new relationship. Are you going to believe that the person that you say, you know, hey, I reached out to you Monday, that they couldn't at some point during their day, within a few hours, 1, 2, or 3 hours, reach out to you and say, hey, I am so slammed today. I can't even think straight. I got your message. My schedule is so overblown right now. I will get back to you sometime tomorrow, probably in the afternoon, early. Now, that's all I would need. Okay, got it. You know, have a great day. Hang on tight. I'll talk to you then. Now, that kind of message, if I were to leave that kind of message, would take me about, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds to write, to put into my phone and to press send. That's it. So when someone says something to you, so there's two parts to this problem. First of all, the person didn't call you back for about 40 hours. And then the person is telling you something that's really not true. Right? I was very busy. I was busy. Not true. And what happens at that point between the two of you is very important. It's very important of how this relationship is going to unfold, what you consider acceptable, what you consider not acceptable, what is understood in the relationship. If you accept that, then now that's part of the fabric of your relationship, that the partner you're with will give you these reasons of why they can't, you know, be as present as they need to be, and you will listen to them and believe them and buy what they're telling you just because they're telling you this, and you care about this person and you really think they're nice, which they may be. And now that's part of your relationship. And I am suggesting to you that that really is not advanced communication. So one of the things I'd like you to think about, try if you can to avoid or just make it the only thing you do is to ask someone why they do something or why someone does not do something. Why didn't you do this or why did you do this? I want you to try to avoid that. So in the case that I've been talking about so far is I reach out to someone and I say, and I reach out to them on Monday morning and I get a ping back at 6 o'clock the following day. I would want to say to that person, hey, texted you yesterday at 9 o'clock. And I haven't heard back from you for all this time. And the person might say, well, I was really busy. Okay. Now, do I want to, you see, this is where people get a little weak-kneed. Well, do I want to start a fight? I don't want to appear really needy. I don't want to feel really insecure. And they start to say what they don't want. I don't want to be insecure. I don't want to be in conflict. I don't want to be super needy. So all these things start to, like, paralyze us, right? They paralyze us. Oh, gee, I really like this girl. And now I'm sitting there saying, well, geez, you know, I don't want to come across like, oh, you didn't call me back. Oh, I'm all... We start to, like, tell stories that are just ugly and wrong and unnecessary and all these things. And I am suggesting to you that, so someone says to me, I was really busy, okay? And my answer, if I'm really thinking clearly, advanced communication, say to the person, listen, that doesn't work for me. That just doesn't work for me. I know what it's like to be busy. I am very busy myself at times. I reached out to you Monday morning. There had to have been a minute, 60 seconds, between then and 6:30 on Tuesday evening that you could have said to me, hey, I got your message. I'm really busy. I'll call you tomorrow. Okay, because I don't believe what the person's telling me. I don't believe it, right? And it's unbelievable to me, right? It's just unbelievable to me. Okay, Gary, I'm a firefighter. I was up north doing the trying to put out the fires in California. I'm sleeping. You know, fine, but outside of extraordinary circumstances, I don't believe it. And someone's telling me something. Excuse me. Now, I'm not saying that they're doing it because they're a monster. This person that I don't really, maybe I know really well, or maybe I don't know really well. They may have issues with intimacy. They may have issues with not wanting to get too close. They may decide that they didn't like me that much and they're backing away. There could be a lot of reasons. They don't have to be a monster. They don't have to be someone who's doing something really shady. But I don't believe that the reason why someone doesn't call me back or get back to me in almost 35, 40 hours is because they were too busy. So my answer to that person is that doesn't work for me. They go, what do you mean? I mean, this is what I need from you. This is what I need from you. I would need for you, not in the next 10 minutes after I reach out or the next half an hour, but sometime during, you know, if it's a 9 o'clock thing, you would think 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, before the afternoon's over, hey, Gary, I got your message. I'm so busy. I'm going to have to reach out to you tomorrow. Have a great day. That's all I need. So what paralyzes a lot of people is they feel that makes them vulnerable or needy. Right? It makes a lot of people feel queasy, like, well, do I have a right to demand? You know, and this goes to your psychology again. Do you have a right to? Are you insecure? Do you feel lucky that someone's even interested in you? Do you feel lucky that someone wants to go out with you? Or, you know, you haven't had a date in a long time? Or do you feel like, you know, this coworker is, you know, you don't want to sit there and cause people to think, oh, look at Gary, he's such a, you know, needy little, you know, baby. So am I insecure about that? So it puts you in a vulnerable position. And you, for some reason, a lot of times people think, well, I'm stronger if I say nothing. Okay, I can handle that. I don't really care. And then it becomes a fabric in your relationship. So my answer is that doesn't work for me. Now, the other person on the other side of this conversation, now it's important for you to notice and to be very clear, okay, how do they respond to that? Do they double down on this? Do they get aggressive? Do they get mean? Do they get, you know, really more defensive? Do they look at me and say, Gary, why are you so needy? Ah, like, what, do you want me just to call you back in 5 minutes? Or they say things like that. So they want to, sometimes people just, I don't know if they want to, but they say things, if they're defensive and they're not necessarily enlightened, they will put you on the defensive. They will say something that can very easily put you on the defensive. Can't believe you're so needy. And maybe you are needy. I mean, you know, maybe you are. Maybe that's a fear of yours. Or maybe you're demanding. I can't believe you're so demanding. Or, you know, you knew I was going to call you back. I mean, you know, I mean, of course I was going to call you back. I don't know why, you know, why this is the problem. So people will come back at you often with a, and you need to be very clear-headed at this point. Really, really, it's really important. Someone says to me, I can't believe you're so needy. Where my instinct might be to defend myself, my answer to that person would be, and this is really important, to say to that, let's say this woman who says this to me, would be, well, I'm as needy as I am. But the fact that I may be needy or the fact that I may be insecure is something that's within me. To whatever degree that I may have a sense of neediness or insecurity. But that has nothing to do with you not getting back to me for 35 or 40 hours. So I am saying to you, as someone who is now in a relationship with you, that it doesn't work for you, for me, if I reach out to you on a Monday morning, that you don't get back to me till the next evening, the next day evening. That just doesn't work for me. That's not the kind of relationship that I like. Now, if you interpret that that's needy, I accept that. That's on you. That's your definition of what you consider needy. And if you consider that needy, then we have a problem. Right? So, I don't take the bait. I don't want you to take the bait of, oh, I can't believe you're so needy. Or excuse me that I didn't get back to you, you know, as soon as you called me or as soon as you reached out to me. Those kinds of things, like, why is that person that you care about, that you're interested in, why are they talking to you that way? What did you do that was so horrid? Now, listen, we know, you know I know, that if I, you know, if I'm, we're in, if we, you and I are in a relationship, and I, you know, reach out to you at 9, and you don't get, you know, it's 9:30 and, you know, 30 minutes later comes in and I, you know, give you another text, hello, anyone out there? Or, you know, I keep on doing that during the daytime or something. Or I have the same conversation because it's noon and you haven't got back to me yet. Well, that's a Gary problem, isn't it? So I do think that context is important. And you could say, well, Gary, what's, you know, the demarcation? Well, all right, that's idiosyncratic, right? I have my thoughts on that, right? I have my thoughts on that. I'm not one of those people that says if I'm reaching out to you and, you know, if we're newly engaged in a relationship, whether work or friends or anything or a love interest, and the situation is a 9 o'clock thing, and okay, sometime Monday. And if it's new, you could say, okay, you know, before you go to bed, hey, got your message and something like that. If we've been going out for a little while, no one said, like, dude, when I reach out to you, say something at some point. Don't wait till Monday before you go to bed. You know, and I know, that if you care about someone, whether it's business, personal, family, professional, you'll just reach out on some level. But when the person says, I can't believe you're so needy, you need to be careful. You need to be solid. You need to be ready that you don't instantly react to them. So you know how that works. You ever been in a situation where, someone yells at you, right? A coworker, a loved one, a family member, a parent, where someone yells at you, right? And you are, you know, and let's say it's not anything like relatively obvious, like, you know, you just said something stupid or you did something really dumb or whatever. But let's just say that they're just really angry with you and they yell at you. A lot of times when people get angry with us, we go to a very young place in our psychology. And when we're very young and someone, you know, mom's screaming at me, I think, what did I do to make mom scream at me? Now, sometimes I was playing ball in the house I shouldn't have, and I broke something, or I didn't do my homework, or what have you. But always, as a little boy or a little girl, we think that, what did I do? So let's say to adult people, someone is really angry and say, I can't believe you did that. That's such bullshit what you did. I'm so angry. You know, you're such a piece of crap. And they're really going after you. Your instinct might be, and let's say it's nothing obvious that you did, like you didn't like flirt with someone at a party or, you know, something that's just awful and disgusting or anything like that. Your instinct might be to say, what did I do to make you so angry? What did I do to make you so angry? So you're now saying I'm part of this in the sense that I must have done something. And again, they'll give you some reason. Again, I want you to become aware of it, aware of what to do. So if someone is really mean to you and really saying bad things to you, instead of saying, what did I do? A more advanced way of talking about that is to look the person in the eye and say, wow, you are really angry with me. You are really, really angry. And the way you're talking, it sounds like you're furious. And if they're mean, you say, you really want to hurt my feelings. Because that's because you did A, B, or C. Now, if I did something egregious, I would say, I deserve whatever you're telling me. I was just awful. I was talking to that girl and I was totally flirting with her and fine. But if we didn't do anything like that, but whatever it was, I would say to the person, listen, you need to tell me what's going on for you. You don't, I don't, it doesn't work for me that you're screaming at me like this or calling me names. That's not what I, that doesn't help me. That doesn't help us. Well, I got that you're angry. It's fine for you to be angry. It's fine for you to say, Gary, I'm so angry with you. If you don't take the bait, if you can find a way to stay in the octagon, not in a violent way, but just to say, wow, you're so upset with me. And not to instantly become defensive yourself. Well, you did this centered, psychologically centered, to look at the person and say, you're so angry. I'd like to know what this is about. And of course, you have to have the mindset that, all right, I'm open-minded. Maybe I really did do something awful and I wasn't aware, or I was aware, or what have you. Simple things like this really lead to a more advanced communication. It's when we get defensive, and it's when we ask questions, and it's when we take the bait when someone says something. It's really important that you try to become self-aware of yourself in these situations. If I'm at a restaurant with somebody and she's flirting with a guy at the bar, who's over my shoulder, and I could see that it's happening, and if I ask her, why are you doing this? She would say, oh, he was just smiling at me, and it means nothing. I'm here with you. Don't be so insecure. And again, my answer would be, I'm as insecure as I am. But whatever insecurities I may have, they're not connected to you for the last 10 minutes making eyes at that guy at the bar. And if this is a new relationship, I would say, so I am now, I'm going to get going. I could take you home. You could take an Uber home, but we're done. And again, if the person, if he says or she says, I can't believe you're so insecure, you say, well, okay. Whatever insecurities I have, they're not connected to what the other person did. If someone slaps you across the face, they only slap when, if you ask them why they slap you across the face, they will give you an answer. But whatever you might have done is not connected to being hit. If the other person makes the connection and then you start defending what you did, you've lost the battle right there. You've lost it. Because now it's, well, you're debating whether or not you really did whatever you did or didn't do didn't deserve you getting hit. But if you start defending it, then you're cooked. And that's not what you want to do. This is what a good therapist will do. This is one of some of the cornerstones of psychology. This is what will make your relationships hum if you could figure some of these things out and not get caught in the quicksand of psychology and defensiveness and poor communication. This is why therapy is so fun, so interesting, because it really unpacks this all. It really teaches us how to advance, to work at a very advanced level. I could do literally 10 of these podcasts on this particular subject, but I don't know if you could stand 10 or maybe you could. But anyway, it's good to be back, and it's good to talk to you. And I'm going to do more of this, but I want to thank you for listening. Until next time, this is Dr. Gary. Be well.